Hey there, friends, and welcome back to the Live by Design podcast. And today we are diving into our third and final episode in our special series on self-sabotage. Now, this was a very popular topic. It was actually requested by one of our Live by Design Collective members. I thought it was such a great suggestion, and we are studying it the entire month of April in the collective. So if you want to jump in and join us there, you absolutely can. Pop over to misskatehouse.com/LBD collective to join us. No obligation, hop in anytime, hop out when you want. But we are there studying that this month. And it was such a just beautiful conversation, an opportunity to learn and grow that I wanted to share some of the content with you here on the podcast as well. So in our first episode, we talked about our self-sabotage working definition. And five of the main ways that self-sabotaging behaviors are often manifested in our lives. So what do they look like? They look like things like perfectionism. They look like procrastination, self-doubt, people-pleasing, or even negative self-talk. Then in our second episode on this series, we talked about trigger awareness. So what are the situations, the things, the places, the people that trigger our self-sabotage? And we identified six of the main triggers. So stress and overwhelm, fear of failure or success, perfectionism or imposter syndrome, negative past experiences, comparison and envy, and finally, our comfort zone. And we do all of this because creating awareness around your self-sabotaging triggers empowers you to recognize and then interrupt these destructive patterns, which allows you to gain a greater self-understanding, allows you to grow personally, and it gives you the ability to make positive changes in your life. So we are taking this conversation with a whole lot of self-love and self-compassion. We are using this as an opportunity to get curious, to learn more about ourselves, and so that we can show up and be 1% better each day. So we're not going to be hard on ourselves. We're not going to use this as an opportunity to be unkind. We are going to use this as a chance to be curious, to be introspective, and to create a plan going forward, which is exactly what we're doing today. We are going to craft an action plan. So overcoming self-sabotage is not just about changing behaviors, but also transforming beliefs, fostering resilience, and embracing the journey of personal growth. So friend, that is what we are going to dive into today, and I am so excited for this third and final episode in this special series on self-sabotage. Let's do this. Hey friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we choose to live by design and not by default. I'm your host, Kate House, behavior change specialist, empowerment coach, top 2% globally ranked podcaster, keynote speaker, soon-to-be author, and your guide to navigating life with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Each week on the show, I'm going to teach you how to be the architect of your extraordinary life through exploring my signature method, the Live by Design Blueprint. Together, let's explore powerful habits, mindset shifts, goals with soul, self-awareness, and lifelong learning, all while cultivating joy and practicing gratitude each step of the way. I'm here to be the voice of a friend and to support as many of us high-achieving, goal-oriented women on our intentional living journey as we ditch the overwhelm, get unstuck, and take purpose-aligned action. So what do you say, friend? Let's live by design and not default together. All right, friends. So as I was studying self-sabotage in preparation for our masterclass on it inside of the Live by Design Collective this month, I came up with this kind of four-step approach to crafting an action plan as it relates to overcoming self-sabotage. So the first piece of that plan is to cultivate resilience, which I touched on briefly in one of the earlier episodes in this special series. But basically, resilience plays this really important role in overcoming self-sabotage because it gives us strength. It makes us more adaptable. It allows us to persevere, especially when we need to navigate like challenging situations or setbacks or even our self-sabotaging triggers without falling back into those self-destructive patterns. They say that resilient individuals are better equipped to bounce back from failures. We learned that as well when we studied the growth mindset. They are better able to learn from mistakes and maintain a positive mindset, which allows you to stay focused on your goals, to take constructive actions, and to cultivate lasting change. So when we think about resilience, I think of this kind of as like the proactive approach. So what we're doing now, assuming that this is a season where like for me personally, I just came out of a really hard season. And so I'm back in the cultivating resilience. I was using all of my resilience during that difficult season. And I'm always grateful for what I study for my career in personal growth and development, because it allows me to be well equipped to handle those challenging seasons. Do I navigate them perfectly? Absolutely not. Perfect is an illusion. It doesn't exist. But it gives me the ability to know when I need to slow down, when I need to rest, when I might be falling into those self-destructive patterns and behaviors, and to change the course, right? So as we think about cultivating resilience, we're thinking about three different things. We're thinking about, first of all, mindfulness practices. This idea of being present is really, really important to us in the Live by Design Collective. We talk about being present a lot, like the idea of being where your feet are. This also incorporates stress management. So what are things that we can do proactively to manage our stress? And then finally, it involves self-care. And yeah, your self-care can be a bubble bath. Absolutely. If that feels good to you, absolutely do it. But when I think about self-care, I'm thinking about nurturing your mind. I'm thinking about pouring into your soul, whether that's a spiritual practice, whether that's a meditation practice. And I'm thinking about how can you like empower your body? How can you feel physically strong in whatever physical body you're in? So the idea is that by including mindfulness, stress management, and self-care into our daily routines, we're building that resilience proactively. We're creating a supportive environment that's conducive to overcoming self-sabotage. And then these coping strategies empower us to really navigate those challenging seasons with greater ease, to maintain our emotional balance, and to stay focused on our growth and our well-being. Sometimes we have hard seasons where, you know, we're just trying to maintain, right? We're maybe not even trying to grow or get 1 degree better, right? Or 1% better every day. We're just trying to keep our head above water. And that's where these resilience, the cultivating resilience, is so important, because we're still caring for ourselves. We're being mindful. We're managing our stress. We're taking care of ourselves. And then when we come out of those hard seasons, because it's a season, we come out of it, we continue to build that resilience proactively. Again, it's like you're refilling the proverbial tank, right? So the first step in creating action plan one, cultivate resilience. That's proactive. That's something you can do every day. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to set purposeful goals. Now, I love talking about goals. I've talked about them so much on this podcast and on like 50 other podcasts. Hey, little buddy.
Mom.
Yeah?
Can I tell you that real quick?
Sure.
On my tablet, in a game, I beat the first stage.
You beat the first stage?
I on the second.
Awesome. Give me a high five. Keep going, man. You got this.
And then the fur, and then I beat the gang, I think.
That's amazing. All right, keep working on number two, okay? I love you. I'm just going to finish recording, okay? And then we can go play. Okay, we're back. So when we talk about setting purposeful goals, I could talk about this all day long. I talk about it on everyone else's shows too. I hosted an entire summit about it with the Goals with Soul Summit. But when I think about purposeful goals, I think about them being a goal with soul. And to me, that is four things. It is a goal that is aspirational, meaning your future self a year from now is capable of doing it, but maybe current you isn't quite there yet. So it's aspirational in the sense that you're going to grow into the woman who can achieve that goal in the pursuit of it. Your goal with soul is attainable. So if you do show up and you work on it consistently over the course of a year or whatever amount of time you set for yourself, it is attainable. You will grow into that woman. You will become capable. You will learn. You will try. You will experiment. You will fail. You will learn, like fail forward, right? Continue learning. So it is attainable within that amount of time. A goal with soul is meaningful. I always like to say you can't spell meaningful without the word me. I know it's a little cheesy, but it's true, right? If your goal isn't meaningful to you, if it's important to somebody else for a reason that doesn't resonate with you, it's not going to be a fun goal to pursue. You're not going to have that sense of achievement when, or that self-satisfaction when you achieve it. But if it's meaningful to you, it will be all of those things. And finally, a purposeful goal, or goal with soul, as I like to say, it's seasonally appropriate. Like, yes, maybe that has to do with the season of the year, but really I'm talking about seasons of life. So for example, I was just in a really hard season. So a goal for me that was attainable looks very different then than it does now, right? Because I'm coming out of that challenging season. I have more time, more energy, more bandwidth, right? I'm feeling better physically. I'm feeling better mentally. So seasonally, my goal can reflect that. So when we talk about a a purposeful goal or a goal with soul, as I like to call it. It is aspirational, attainable, meaningful, and seasonally appropriate. So first, we're going to cultivate resilience. Next, we're going to set those purposeful goals. The third thing we're going to do is make it bite-sized. So we're going to break our goals down into manageable steps. So that is why in the Live by Design Blueprint, which is my signature process, we set an annual intention for ourselves. How is it that you want to feel as you go through these next 12 months? Then we take that and it inspires our quarterly goals. So what are two or three goals you want to pursue over the next 3 months, the next quarter of the year? And you can start this any month of the year. It doesn't have to be like the first month. It doesn't have to be the fourth month. You know, it can just be whatever you can create the quarter. 1 second, my love. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Thank you for being patient. So we're going to make it bite-sized. So we're going to set that annual intention, create those quarterly goals, and then we drill those down into our daily habits, our daily and weekly habits. So what are the things that you can do regularly that move you closer to achieving those goals? So we are going to think through the other thing that we want to do is think through possible obstacles in pursuit of this goal and think about proactively how you're going to address them. And then we're going to monitor our progress. So maybe that is habit tracking. Maybe that's creating like stepping stone goals, as my friend Gabe Cox likes to talk about. Create those stepping stone goals and then celebrate the milestones along the way. Now, when we were talking about this in the collective, the celebrating of milestones actually felt really hard for a lot of our community members. So we tried to think of ways, like sometimes I think we think of like celebrating milestones and it's like we have to go out for a fancy dinner or like, I don't know, like whatever the case might be, right? But when I celebrate milestones, I do a couple different things. Sometimes it's asking my husband like, hey, I want to take an hour for myself and celebrate something that I accomplished, like a personal goal. And I really want to celebrate that by taking like Fourth Wing, which I finished recently. Like I want to take the Fourth Wing book. I want to go to the new cute coffee shop in town. I want to drink a chai latte and read this book for an hour totally by myself. And for me, that's like a really wonderful way to spend an hour. Like it feels really good. Like I just love that. So that can be celebrating a milestone. One thing I like to do too is I buy these little mini bottles of Prosecco and I write down my goals on them. And then when I reach that goal, I pop the Prosecco and I drink it. And I do something special when I drink it. Maybe it's reading a new book. Maybe it's buying the new book that I really want to read and then drinking it while I have the Prosecco. Maybe it's sitting outside and enjoying the sunshine while I sip it. Maybe it's watching a movie that I've been waiting for with my husband and popping it and drinking it and sipping it while we watch the movie. You know, there's any number of ways to do this, but I think what we can do is to celebrate these milestones in a way that feels really good for us personally. I worked with a client who hikes a lot, and so one of her ways of celebrating a milestone was buying like those really nice hiking wool socks, and they're expensive, so it's not something she just wanted to go out and buy willy-nilly, but to celebrate a milestone, it's like, okay, cool, this is like I'm going to celebrate by buying that pair of wool socks that I really want, I've been eyeing for so long, and this is the reason that's going to get me to buy them and to celebrate this milestone. So we are going to cultivate resilience, we're going to set purposeful goals, we're going to make them bite-sized, and then finally, one of the things we can do as we address the cycle of self-sabotage is to become aware of our thoughts. So this idea of cognitive restructuring, there are great resources out there to learn. There are people who are total experts in this field. It is something that I am still learning about, but based on my research, it's this. So we're going to start by thinking about cognitive restructuring, which involves identifying and challenging our automatic negative thoughts. So automatic negative thoughts, ANT or ANTs, or our cognitive distortions that contribute to our self-sabotage. So the idea being that our thoughts influence our emotions and our behaviors. So by changing our thinking patterns, we can change how we feel and act in challenging situations. So the first thing we want to do is just identify these automatic negative thoughts, or again, these ANTs. So we're going to recognize our common cognitive distortions or our ANTs, like all or nothing thinking, like overgeneralization, mental filtering, jumping to conclusions, personalization, or even catastrophizing. And instead, we're going to start reframing. So reframing techniques help us challenge or change our negative or self-sabotaging thoughts into a more balanced and realistic perspective. This idea of thought stopping. So some people, like an example they gave was putting a rubber band on your wrist. And when you find those automatic negative thoughts or ants coming to mind, you like snap the rubber band on your wrist. The idea being that it's just enough of like a to stop the thought. I am almost done. Thanks for being patient, buddy. Another thing we do is positive self-talk, cognitive reframing. When we think about cognitive reframing, we are thinking about asking ourselves what supports or contradicts this thought. And then again, asking ourselves, is there a neutral way to view this? So if we're thinking like, it's an opportunity to be a little bit more fact-based and a little less in our feelings, right? So what supports or contradicts this? Like, is this actually true? And is there a more neutral way to view this? And finally, by studying these cognitive restructuring techniques and leaning into reframing skills and developing those, we can develop a greater self-awareness. We can challenge those self-sabotaging thoughts when they happen. And then that allows us to cultivate a more resilient and empowered mindset, which is better conducive to our personal growth, our well-being, and our success. So mindset is huge. We talk about mindset on the podcast all day, every day. We study it in the collective frequently because mindset, it's like the lens through which you're viewing the world, right? So let's choose to lean into a growth mindset. Let's choose to catch those automatic negative thoughts. And let's start to lean into that reframing process. So these are all things that I don't think we're just going to wake up one day and be perfect at, right? Instead, what we're trying to do is to just create awareness, to learn around these things, and to continue getting better over time, right? We're not going to just wake up and be like, I'm here, I have arrived, right? I'm perfect at all of these things. Life ebbs and flows. There are ups and downs. There are going to be seasons when you feel like you've cultivated a ton of resilience. There are going to be seasons when you feel a little depleted. And our mental health, our physical health, all of these things, you know, life is cyclical. And what we're doing here is we are learning, we're creating awareness, we're creating this action plan so that we are well equipped for when things get hard. And it's just so we can show up a little bit better each and every day, right? So we're not looking for perfection. I tell my kids this every day on the way to school. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for progress. And that's all we're trying to do. We're going to show up with progress in mind. So in review, our crafting of an action plan, we are cultivating resilience, we are setting purposeful goals, we're making it bite-sized, and then we are catching those thoughts. And finally, I would be remiss to host a series on self-sabotage without also talking about self-compassion. So self-compassion can act as the antidote to self-sabotage by offering understanding, kindness, and resilience in the face of challenges and nurturing the courage to embrace growth and positive change. So finally, friend, I will leave you with this. Releasing self-sabotage leads to improved goal clarity, increased confidence, enhanced resilience, stronger support systems, higher productivity, and greater fulfillment, ultimately empowering you to lead a more fulfilling and successful life. So friend, if you love studying topics like this, and if you want to transition from learning into implementing and you want to be surrounded by community while you do so, then the Live by Design community was created just for you. It is a women's only group coaching community that I lead. We are in our third year of existence, which is bonkers. I think it's so cool that we've been doing this for so long. Incredible women are inside of the community, women who are so kind and so loving and so supportive, and women who show up authentically and vulnerably and are choosing to live by design and not by default together, doing it in a way that's really kind to ourselves, but choosing to be intentional with how we spend our days and how we live our lives. And getting to do that, getting to live by design with others, it's so much more fun, and it's so much easier to implement what we're learning when we're doing it together and when we're getting to dialogue in real time. The collective meets every month four different times. We have a masterclass every month where we study something in a deep dive setting. We have a journaling session that we do every month, which is always focused on the topic that we studied in our masterclass. And then we round out those calls with a habit planning party where we talk about our annual intention. We turn it into our quarterly goals, and then we talk about the daily and weekly habits that will bring those goals to fruition and create that feeling or intention that we desire for ourselves. And then finally, we have something called office hours where we all take turns sharing where we are glowing and where we are growing. So glowing is like, oh, this is going really well, I'm so proud of myself. And growing are the areas where we see a desire to be a little bit more intentional, to pour more time and intention into a certain area of our lives. So it's just a chance to be witnessed on your journey, to hold space for others and to have space held for you. So friend, if that resonates with you, you can join us anytime over at misskatehouse.com/LBD Collective. We would love for you to join us. It is no strings attached, zero obligation. It's a $50 a month membership for those 4 calls and the entire back catalog of all of our past events. All the video recordings are all in there. So, I mean, my gosh, there's like, 24, like over 100 videos in there now. So you can study any number of things on your own if you want to as well. But really what's so special is the community and being together and getting to dialogue and grow and learn together. So all of that is in there. If you do a 6-month or a 12-month membership, you get a lot of really great discounts off of that $50 a month price. And I would love for you to join us. And if you try it out for a month and it's not the right fit for you, I absolutely understand. I want you to find the coach and the person that is right for you in this season of life. And that if that's not me, that's okay. I want you to find that person. But if you think that this might be the right fit for you, I encourage you to join us, to jump in, to get connected, and start learning and growing with us. So again, misskatehouse.com/LBD Collective. If you want to join us, there will be a link below in your show notes. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with me during this self-sabotage special series. This is our 3rd and final episode on the topic. Thanks for hanging out with myself and my son, Conrad, who you heard from time to time in the background. He's home from school today, so he's been eating some M&Ms and chomping on some cheese balls in the background. So if you heard that, thanks for understanding the desire to both podcast and mom. I get to be both and, right? It doesn't have to be either or. It can be both and. Sometimes the worlds collide and that's okay. That's how we roll with it, right? I'm resilient. All right, sweet friends. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. That brings us to the end of another Live by Design podcast episode. I had so much fun diving into today's topic with you, and I hope you're walking away with one action item that you're going to commit to implementing in your own life starting today. And speaking of ditching the overwhelm, getting unstuck, and taking action, I would love to get connected with you, friend. It's really me on the other end recording podcast episodes, answering emails, recording video responses, and I am dying to get to know you better. You can shoot me an email anytime over at kate@misskatehouse.com or send me a DM or a voice memo, love voice memos, over on Instagram @misskatehouse. I'd love to know your favorite takeaways from this episode, the action item you're committing to implementing, or how you're leaning into living by design and not by default in your current season of life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a second to subscribe to the Live by Design podcast wherever it is you tune into your shows. And if you've enjoyed 3 or more of these content-packed episodes, I would be so ridiculously grateful if you do me the favor of opening up Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and leave a 5-star rating for the show, and if possible, a simple 1-2 sentence review. Each new review that's left brings me so much joy. It makes my heart smile, and it helps us grow our community of growth-oriented women. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, friend. I'll be back in your earbuds again soon, and until that time, spread some joy, make someone smile.